The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I guess I'm lucky that we have water that's, you know, basically in a container here.
Yeah.
But hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. It'll make Aaron feel important. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour? Sportsy and watermany, I would say. And a few other stuff thrown in there. TV. Always a little TV. But I do have some stuff from the combine I wanted to, not the actual combine, but news coming out of there. One story that I found interesting. Panthers keep saying, well, they're not done with Cam Newton. They're not done with Cam Newton. We like the way he's looking. And then a report comes out that, no, they're just saying that.
We're looking at lots of stuff.
Apparently, they're very interested in Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want Ryan Tannehill or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton's healthy. I want Cam Newton.
Not even close.
That's a guy who can change a game. But, I mean, if you're just going to hand off to Christian McCaffrey 100 times a game, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't die. But, somebody's going to pay Tannehill. Big Aggie
Good
Steve.
Good luck.
Big Aggie Steve says it was an 8-foot diameter water main.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird because there's somebody who's going to get paid, but they're not all going to get paid. If Brady moves somewhere and we know Phillip Rivers is going somewhere, depending on where they go, that's going to put somebody else on the market. Like, what if one of them goes to Tampa? Haven't heard Brady to Tampa, but we have heard Rivers. So Jameis Winston's suddenly on the market.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to pay him? Is somebody going to pay Teddy Bridgewater? And if they pay Teddy Bridgewater, is there going to be enough spots for Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Tannehill, and Jameis Winston to all get paid? I don't know if there's that many openings. Especially once you see what happens with, whoever winds up in Tennessee, if Tannehill's out there and he goes to Carolina and gets paid, what's out there for Bridgewater?
Right. Well, this is the first time it seems like there's a glut of serviceable QBs in some time, though, right?
Yeah, and there's also some guys that people are really high on that are going to get paid that I don't know that I would pay them. And like, I love Teddy Bridgewater, but we haven't seen much of him, really. I mean, he played a couple games this year, but otherwise it's been 4 years since we saw him. I couldn't pay him a bunch of money on a long-term deal. For that, if I could get him on a one-year deal, yeah, I'd go ahead and pay him.
He's not looking for a one-year
deal. I know he's not. And that's the thing. One of these guys, I believe, is going to have to settle on a one-year deal.
Well, and by the time the dust settles, one of them will. The last one, it's like musical chairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually, these long-term deals aren't going to be getting passed out anymore, and they're going to go, well, do I want to play football this year or not?
So if the Colts do move on from Jacoby and get one of these guys, and let's say the Rams get one. Well, let's say the Raiders move on from Carr, then that puts him out there. Somebody's going to want Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Then you throw Tua and Burrow into the mix. Now, Tua, I guess, will sit for a while. And maybe Herbert. Somebody says another section of pipe will fall. Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
I just found out I'm not worried about water at my house.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm showering tonight.
You shower at night?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't. Just that. Well, sometimes it's twice a day because I go to the gym.
Yeah, but otherwise, I go to the gym. Yeah. I shower during the day too,
but I always shower in the morning.
Okay, that's life choices.
Yeah. I like being fresh the next morning as opposed to sleeping through and then getting up and just going.
I like getting into bed clean.
Okay. H-Town Lowdown says, if there is a work stoppage, will the XFL success help the NFL owners or players more, or does it affect either? I don't think it affects either one. I think a work stoppage would be good for the XFL.
Oh, I do too.
And especially if you wind up with a whole season gone, then people are going to be starved for football. So, somebody says Dalton will be going to Chicago. That's another guy that people seem to have interest in.
Saw a list today. Greg Rosenthal put out the top 101 free agents of 2020.
101, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure why we went with 101. The top two are teammates, or were teammates. You got a guess?
No.
Dak and Amari, one and
really?
Two.
Really? Dak's number one?
Yep. Number three used to play here. Jadeveon Clowney.
Okay. There's a name you haven't mentioned that I would probably put at the top of this list, but I saw today he's probably going to be franchised.
What name is that?
Chris Jones in Kansas City.
Chris Jones is... Yeah, not on the list. I'm guessing... I don't know why he's not on this list at all. That doesn't make much sense to me.
No, I mean, that guy was a monster for them, especially in the Super Bowl.
I guess, because this was updated today, and they already announced that they are going to
franchise tag him. Okay.
So. Right.
Okay, fine. I take back my objection to your list.
Okay. So, yeah, that's announced, and so he's no longer on the list. Shaq Barrett is fourth on the list.
That's about right. I think he's going to get franchised too.
Ryan Tannehill, seven.
Ooh.
Byron Jones, eight. That puts three Dallas Cowboys in your top eight. That's probably not ideal.
Yeah.
if you're the guy who's got to pay those guys.
Yeah.
Number 12, AJ Green.
That feels about right because I don't know if he's healthy, he's one, but we don't know if he's healthy anymore.
Number 13, Derrick Henry.
Feels a little low to me.
Number 14, Drew Brees.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere, but
I don't think he's going anywhere either. Number 16, Tom Brady.
Gosh, that you want to talk about how far somebody's fallen.
Yeah. Number 17, Matthew Judon from Baltimore. Number 22, Phil Rivers.
Okay.
Number 23, Anthony Costanzo. He also seems like he wants to be back.
Yeah, I can't imagine them letting him walk.
Yeah, he seems like he wants to be in Indy, and they've got tons of cap room. Number 24, Chris Harris. 25, Jameis.
Hymus.
26, Dante Fowler. 27, Leonard Williams. 28, DJ Reader.
Feels about right.
31, Jason Pierre-Paul. 34, Melvin Gordon.
Wow. That's another one who's tumbled quite a bit.
Yep. 36, Everson Griffin, Minnesota. 38, Robert Quinn. 41, Brian Bulaga.
I can't see them letting him go.
I can't either.
That's too low for... Especially for a tackle.
He's in his early 30s. Even if Andrew Whitworth is number 46.
Yeah.
He'll probably be back on a 1-year deal, but I think that he's going to get some dough for even that 1 year. Number 49, Logan Ryan.
I don't want any part of him.
Number 51, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Don't mind him.
Number 55, Jason Peters.
Wow.
Obviously run into some health issues the last couple of years, and he's 38 years old. Yeah, they're not going to get better, but when he's on the field,
he can still play.
Still pretty good. Number 56, Trey Waynes. Number 58, Bradley Roby.
Trey Waynes is a guy that would interest me if I'm the Texans. more so than Roby, who I hear doesn't want to come back. So,
number 61, Michael Brockers, which I think he's kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
when you stand next to Aaron Donald and you still can't get to the quarterback, I've got a problem with that. Number 62, Eric Ebron. 63, Teddy Bridgewater. 65, Ndamukong Suh.
See, I think on the right team, that's a guy that can still play, too.
Another guy, interior pass rush. 67, Gerald McCoy. Number 70, Eli Apple. That's a guy, he's still 24. And kind of, when he got to New Orleans, suddenly looked like he could actually play. Number 72, Ronald Darby.
Okay.
I think that might be a good buy low spot.
Yeah.
73, Carlos Hyde. 75, Vic Beasley.
I'm interested in Vic Beasley if I'm Houston.
I just can't. I don't understand why the Falcons would move on from him if.
And do it the way they did, which is come out and announce, hey, we're moving on from this guy. Bye.
Yeah, very odd. 79, Marcus Mariota. Number 83, Jimmy Smith.
It's another one that
he's over 30,
but he can still play.
He has a hard time staying on the field.
When he's on the field, though, he can still play.
85, Greg Zuerlein. 88, Randall Cobb. 89, Michael Bennett. Yeah. 92, Jalen Mills. Oh, 91, Prince of Mukamara. The free agent market for a fifth time.
Ooh. That ought to tell you something.
That should tell you something. 97, Devin Funchess. 98, Shaq Lawson. 101, tight end Jordan Reed, who his body just can't hold up. He's a good player, but his body's it's no good.
Yeah.
It's a quality free agent class, certainly.
Yeah, it's not bad. And hopefully the Texans will spend some money, although I was listening on the way home the other night. I think it was when Aggie basketball was on. I flipped over and listened to the Texans radio, and they were interviewing O'Brien. And he talked a lot about he prefers draft and develop than signing free agents, which I don't know how much sense that makes, considering they don't really develop their guys. Oh, well. You know, he actually sounded personable in that interview.
Yeah.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things from Twitter. Kenny said, would you be looking to make future bets on the Colts for next season if you think they'll get Rivers or Brady?
No.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either one of those guys is going to be much of an upgrade over Jacoby, to be honest. And Lamont asks, will this water main break affect the prostitution economy? How will they wash up for the next John? I would just say if you're out hunting tonight, you better get it early.
Yeah, you want to be first come, first serve. Duh.
Yeah.
But also wet wipes, bro.
You think they're actually using those?
I hope if they can't shower.
I mean, all they got is that stripper soap, right?
I also like to hope that, and I'm admittedly undereducated on the sex work industry, but if you sleep with a hooker, the condoms are a must, right?
Oh God, yeah.
Like I would think even hookers are like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that there's not one that would do it without one.
So, I mean, a shower is nice, and you want some sort of cleanup, but it's not like you're, you know. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just pass.
Yeah, I'm good. take a couple nights off from hookers.
And can you
no
say,
offense, hookers. I'm not trying to kill your business.
Yeah, no, you guys got to make money, and Thursday night's probably pretty good for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cleanliness is important. Kenny says, you think there's a shot for P.J. Walker to sniff out a QB3 role with the Panthers? I've got to think his NFL chances are slim at best, but Panthers might be his best chance. I think, well, let's let him play a little more of the season. It's only been 3 games, but somebody will give him a look in camp. And if not, if I'm a CFL team, I'm certainly giving him a look.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's not get too carried away yet. He's fun to watch. They've got a fun offense. And he's running it very well, but you know, he's had NFL chances. Now, here, I thought we all pretty much thought Connor Cook was going to be the starter when he came here, and he started from day one, and he's been really good. So maybe I think somebody will give him a look in camp for sure. The expensive ones test you on the spot. Yeah. Oh well,
yeah. I'm curious if there is a work stoppage, if that means like for the NFL, do these XFL players suddenly have some bargaining power? And I think the top paid quarterbacks are making like $250,000. You'd think, you know, if there's no NFL for a season,
is that what they're making?
Yeah, $250,000.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That's kind of what CFL quarterbacks, the good ones, will make between $300,000 and $400,000. But that's quarterback. Everybody else,
yeah.
A lot of those guys have to have second jobs. It's like playing for the Dynamo.
Says salary for coaches will be around. This is Oliver Luck. Salary for coaches will be around $500,000. Salary for the top players around $250,000.
Interesting.
But Yahoo Sports reported the top XFL players are making as much as $500,000. But it says this is likely designated for players like Cardale Jones with a bit more name recognition. And it says some XFL quarterbacks are making 10 times as much money as their teammates. The average XFL salary, $55,000.
So basically...
Boy, that's not even like a... I mean, that's barely a livable wage.
Well, but you think about it, you're talking about, a three-month job.
Yeah, that's true.
So... And they have the opportunity to go play up north or maybe get on an NFL roster. So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, for 10 games. Somebody asked, do you have any experience or opinion on Planet Hollywood in Vegas, considering it later this spring, but wondered what the True Degenerates thought? I've never actually stayed there. My brother stays there a lot when he's out there. And he likes it. So, but I don't think I've ever even been in the place.
I haven't. It also says players get a $2,200 bonus for winning.
I like that.
So these Roughnecks getting paid.
Yeah, these they necks. Said that. I think P.J. Walker said that in an interview last week. He said they want to keep winning because now they're getting accustomed to this extra check every week.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And they're like, there won't be letdown games for the team because now everybody expects $2,200 extra dollars.
Well, don't you sleep on the Gades this week. I'm telling you.
The Gades?
The Gades. The Renegades.
Oh.
If I'm going to call the Necks, I'm going to call the Gades the Gades.
All right, I got it now. It's like, what are you going with that?
Well, wasn't going anywhere with it.
Well, now I get it, but I didn't at first. It's a little slow on the update.
Yeah, they can only play one player the $250,000 salary.
Oh, okay. Well, my guess is if the Necks are paying anybody that, it damn sure better be him.
832, the city is without water and you clowns are talking crap.
Well, what are we talking crap about?
Yeah, for one thing, we've talked about that. For the other...
By the way, what should we be doing?
Yeah, should we just go into a complete bleeping panic?
Should we stop doing the show and go put on a hard hat and try to fix the water main? The city's without water and you're texting a radio show.
Yeah, dickweed.
What a dumb thing to say.
Again... you would be one of my Thanos victims, no question. Just like that. Live It Up says PJ could come to KC and be an identical backup to Mahomes. Well, ESPN's already compared him to Mahomes, so there you go. Now, I do think he would be a good backup if frankly, here, frankly, Kansas City, places with quarterbacks that have some mobility. Although, the one thing I like that the Chiefs did all year, because they didn't need to use Mahomes as a runner, but when you get the playoffs, you unleash that. And that gave them such a different weapon. And the Texans have that with Deshaun, but I don't want them doing it all the time during the regular season. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey, guys. I have to tell you about mybadexperience.com. And, guys, if you've had a problem with a business and it didn't go well, they didn't respond to you, well, you can achieve a resolution with them with the business that caused your bad experience. The resolution process helps the consumer get compensation. This is a real site. There's no fake stars or ratings. This isn't a troll site. You can read the reviews. There's no ads, no BS, just the truth. Help others before it's too late. You can post any bad experience on mybadexperience.com and make those businesses accountable. This is a site for the consumer. So for $4.99, you can post your review, and hopefully you'll get a resolution. And if you do, guess what? The review is going to stay up there either way. So go check it out today, mybadexperience.com, $4.99. Put a stop to bad business, mybadexperience.com. A paid review is a legit review, so go to mybadexperience.com, and let's stop bad business today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Mott says a caller, so he wasn't a caller, he was a texter, that he's listening to the show talking crap. What are we going to do about it? Exactly.
Yeah, there's nothing. I don't know how to fix that.
Yeah. It's okay. The joke's on him. He's now blocked from the text line.
And Houston media critic said, $55K is barely a livable wage in Houston? Seriously, bro. And that's the league average. Is $55K a livable wage in Houston? Yes. L.A., D.C., New York, those teams, I want you to go there and try to live on $55K in New York for a year. Go for it. And it's not like, you know, these Texas teams are lucky.
But again, it's not a year.
No, that's true. I mean, you got to find a side job.
Yeah, or you know, like I said, you play football for, you get picked up by one of the other leagues, maybe you're on a practice squad. So, you know, that's not unusual to have a side job in leagues like this.
Yeah,
and I think for the longest time, a bunch of the Dynamo guys had to have two jobs because they weren't getting paid anything. So, Aaron sent me this story. Apparently, the NFLPA's executive director is confident the players are going to approve the CBA.
Okay. Hey.
He also says that if guys don't want 17 games for any reason, they're going to vote their conscience, which means they'll vote against it. But he believes that they'll get $5 billion over the course of the deal. Okay.
Get it then.
Yeah, go get it. We'll see, man. I don't know. That's it is interesting that it is the richest guys who are
right
coming out and saying they're against it. And I'm pretty sure that there's not a deal that Richard Sherman would ever go for. So I have no problem with him coming out. Jason Voice says, hey, while you guys are out there dealing with the water problem, maybe you can solve the coronavirus crisis.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you do that.
There's people dying of coronavirus, and you're doing a damned radio show? Well, yeah. Everybody else went to work today. I don't know what we're supposed to do about the water crisis.
Let's take calls on the water crisis.
You wouldn't have blocked him. I want to know what the hell we could have done.
I'm sure it was just a troll job, but he's gone. So, and that's that. We got to make fun of something. What else can we solve?
God, I got no idea.
We obviously can't solve free college.
No.
I think we've had that discussion. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, You work on coronavirus.
Yeah. I'll work on that. You work on the water.
Yeah, that seems fair. So I'm going to have to leave now and go help with the digging. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I wish Deontay Wilder would just keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, doing what he's doing publicly, and you should really dissect a loss like that and try to figure out anything possible that could have gone wrong, but you should probably do it more quietly than he's done it.
Well, he insinuated that Breland was working with the other corner.
Oh, geez.
That was the other day. Today it came out that they went back to an interview they did with him in 2018 after the first fight. And apparently he discussed using a 45-pound vest as a key component for his training regimen.
He talked about that. He was like, I wear a 45-pound vest every time I work out.
And then you're going to blame the loss on a 40-pound costume.
Oh.
So that's a bad look. But the whole, he was saying that
shame.
He heard the other corner yelling, throw in the towel, and Breland was working with him. So D said, wait, the coronavirus and the water situation were excuses not to go to work? Why wasn't I informed earlier? Son of a bleep. Yeah. Sorry. I came to work, too. So, I don't know if that means... Jermaine, we're stuck in traffic and you guys are doing a damn radio show?
Yeah.
How about you solve the city's traffic issues? I'm telling you, Thanos had it right. We could solve all these issues with one snap. If somebody will go get me the gauntlet, I will sacrifice myself Iron Man style just to help you people. All of you, except for the 50% who die.
Yeah.
For you, I got nothing.
Let's talk to Juan. Orale, Juan. Deportes.
Hello?
Hey, sports.
I just want to say, y'all guys are hilarious. The other guy was a dick. But I was trying to see, hey, can y'all solve the Texas O-line problem?
Well, listen, we can, but we're a little busy right now. You may not have heard... there's a water main break and coronavirus outbreak and traffic. So
yeah, we've got to work on these things, man.
Yeah, we're in no rush on Texans O-line. It's not even close to the season.
Actually, when I was coming over, I was listening to your favorite guy over there. They were talking about the Texans O-line. And honestly, I think with Tunsil and Howard now, you've got your tackles, and you're going to be pretty good at tackle. And, Martin, to me, is what he is. I like what I saw. Well, I still think you need another quality guard. I don't know that Zach Fulton was an answer for me.
No.
He's just okay. But I think they're at least set at three positions on that line now, and they – must think four because they're paying Nick Martin all that money. So I guess he's there. That's pretty good. Plus they'll be together again next year. If Titus Howard's healthy for the whole year and can perform like he did last year, they're in good shape. And we got damn socialist liberals running wild and you're doing a damn radio show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's everywhere. We can't solve all the world's problems, guys.
Well, Houston traffic.
As appealing as it is to just fix everything for everyone, we can't do it. There's not enough time. Not today.
Best way to fix coronavirus in the water main break, Arkansas milk. maybe as a PSA, you could teach that texter how to boil water.
Yeah. I do know how to do that. Oh, excuse me. I didn't even have my energy drink yet.
Yeah, that was...
But I did have some Hopadillo, some delicious, sweet Hopadillo.
Why wasn't the Astros bullpen signaling this water line break was coming?
Is it possible that the leak started at Minute Maid by someone hitting a pipe? And no?
Yeah. And we also need to figure out how to keep the hookers clean the next couple days.
You're late on that one.
Yeah, that's we've already solved that one.
Which, by the way, I am justified now in not going to that side of the clock. You know how we've talked before about the part of the Houston clock that I don't spend any time in?
Right.
That's where the main busted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing I wasn't over there. Guess what? I'd be flooded in right now.
It's a good point.
Yeah. All the more reason for me to stay in my lane.
Yeah, I mean, it's close enough to me. I'm sure that it's affecting my water thing.
Well, I know, like, I just saw on Twitter that Hay Merchant, which is in Montrose, so not right by you, but, you know, inside the loop.
Close enough.
They shut down today. So they're not going to be open, which, well, I'm guessing there's a lot of restaurant businesses that aren't going to be open tonight.
I mean, we were planning to go to a steak night tonight, and I'm wondering if that's going to happen.
Yeah, that might not happen. So. But the good news is, when you can't drink water, drink beer.
I thought you had a Carboc read here.
No, I don't.
That would have been a perfect one.
You can.
Yeah, I got plenty of vodka and whiskey at home.
Lamont says, who has more excuses for their loss, Hillary Clinton or Deontay Wilder? Well, mind you, Hillary Clinton has now had a good, 3-year head start on him. But Wilder's gaining rapidly. As her excuse making has slowed down, his is ramping up. So give him a few years. We'll see.
Yeah.
But they are both quality in that category.
Yeah, I'll go Hillary because, and no offense, which means I do mean to offend, they're both of their excuses are stupid. It's just who's more stupid. Wilder's is all kind of bunched up here in 1 week. So I think that gives him the currency edge. But I think if you add them all up from beginning to end, and the thing is, the results wouldn't change if Wilder fought him again next week or if Hillary runs again. And apparently, University of Houston is shut down today.
Uh-oh.
And somebody tells me he's in Edo and his water is fine, so I should be good.
Okay.
That is good. So, 713-780-ESPN. People keep asking about the Astros being hit so much in spring training, and somebody texted a really good chart yesterday that had how many times every team's been hit. And yeah, the Astros have been hit the most at 7, but there's like 3 teams at 6. So it's not like it's, out of whack with everybody else.
Yeah.
So, I'm especially in spring training, you're going to get hit. I'm sure there've been a couple that were intentional.
You know what the upside is on base percentage?
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
JRP, can you fix the stock markets? Oof, I wish.
I'll work on that.
Okay, you're going to take that one?
Yes.
Good, because
I'm working on that with my plan for free college.
No, you're supposed to take coronavirus.
Oh, so you're going to fix free college.
No, I'm not touching free college. Oh. I'm sorry, we can't do everything. We're only 2 people. We can't solve every single problem. So you've got coronavirus. I've got the water main break.
You're fixing that?
Yeah, I'm fixing that.
I feel like you're only fixing that because that doesn't affect me. is right. You're so selfish.
Yeah, well, hey, at least I admit it. I do care about other people, and I do a lot of stuff for other people.
But you care about them less than yourself.
Well, isn't that what you're supposed to be?
No.
And I'm more than, I feel like I'm more than cool with people and generous and helpful. But I also admit I'm a narcissist. I care about myself. I think that's perfectly fine. Be nice to other people, help them out, but care about yourself at the same time. Does that make me a dickweed? I don't think it does.
No, that doesn't, but you are a dickweed.
Well, yeah, for different reasons, but it has nothing to do with that. Maybe you could solve that one then. Such a genius. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, trending on Twitter in Houston, 408,000 tweets about water. And the other big one, hashtag Trump virus. So I don't know what that means, unless that's a different virus. And my brother was also asking which one of you guys are going to fix the stock market. Just go buy now. Now's the time to buy. Go buy the stuff that all tanked, and when it comes back, you'll be just sell it.
I just used the restroom.
Yeah.
And washed my hands, but I didn't boil the water that I washed my hands with. Is that
well? Did it flush?
Yeah, I think.
Well, then we're okay.
Okay. I mean, I didn't watch it all go down. It was just urine. I pushed the handle and walked away.
All right, well, if it flushed, then we're probably fine.
Hmm.
Because that's going to be the nasty part, is if you get someplace where the restrooms won't flush because there's no water, that gets gross in a hurry.
Yeah, that would be gross.
Jason Voice says, what I've learned in the almost 9 years I've been listening to the show is you guys don't talk enough sports. You talk too much sports. You're racist. You hate little people. You enjoy. That's not true. I like little people. I was the one who wanted to have the little people strip club.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
There are also people who think I hate stutterers when, in fact, I didn't hate anyone. I just thought I laughed at what I thought was a funny accent, and it turned out to be not.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the joke I was going to do. I'll do it off air. But so you enjoy pepper spraying Asians.
That was one Asian we pepper sprayed.
Yeah, not that.
And it had nothing to do with him being Asian anyway.
Yeah.
If Jong would have been Mexican, I still would have pepper sprayed him.
You're drunks who also smoke weed.
Allegedly.
You're liberal, but also conservatives.
Correct.
You hate any Texan team.
Not true.
And you don't care about water.
Not true. Haven't you heard that I'm a shill for the Texas Longhorns?
No, you said Texan team.
Oh, well, I thought he... I mean, I assumed he meant any team from Texas. You think he means the Houston Texans?
Yeah.
I don't hate all their teams. I just hate their coach.
Yeah, I don't even hate him. I just... No, I hate him. There's no getting around that. I just don't like the guy. Patrick says... TCH and Medical Center isn't allowed to use the water, instead using bottled water to wash stuff on a boil notice. Yikes. That's rough, man.
I want to know who's responsible for this water main break.
Yeah. Whoever that person is needs to get Thanos'd.
Oops.
Oh, you're on a roll now. Okay, I guess I better do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Ken sent me this via email where we go to Winter Park, Florida. Authorities in Florida have arrested a woman accused of zipping her boyfriend into a suitcase, recording his repeated cries for help.
I heard about this.
And leaving him locked inside until he died.
He died. And then they took her phone, and there were videos. She said she was just drunk.
God, no, man.
And fell asleep. But she was like, he was saying, please let me out. I can't breathe. And she said, this is how I feel every time you choke me or every time you cheat on me. And he died. And then they said that when they got him out of the suitcase and they looked at some of his injuries... She's probably making that up, and she just wanted him to die.
Yeah. Said they claimed they'd been drinking the night before and agreed it would be funny if he got into the suitcase during a game of hide-and-seek. She reportedly admitted she zipped him into the suitcase, went upstairs to bed, and awoke the next morning to find him still inside and unresponsive. I'm not buying that, but what a horrible person. I mean, who does that? And, I mean, who would willingly get into a suitcase? I ain't doing that.
Not me.
Well, the Trump virus thing is about people blaming Trump for the coronavirus because he cut funding to some anti-pandemic programs in other countries, not including China.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, that explains it. I don't think we need to blame him for everything. There's things he does you can blame him for. All right. Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So can I give you a positive alternate gym?
Oh, okay.
So a young woman in Britain was dumped by her fiancé for being too fat.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of a mean thing to dump somebody over, but well, okay.
I mean, if you give her a chance and then she doesn't comply.
Now, she was 247 pounds at the time.
Okay. Is that too fat?
Well, let me just say this.
If that's fatter than me, so I say yes.
Yeah.
Listen.
Same, so.
I'm into a nice, thick woman, but if you weigh more than me, we got to break up.
Well, maybe you should have bought low here, or high, as the case may be, because she lost 112 pounds and then
she's now a smoke show
and was named Miss Great Britain.
Yep.
So,
see, I've always thought that was kind of the appeal of chunky girls with a pretty face is they lose some weight.
Yeah.
And boom, you're in the money.
That's her, Miss Great Britain 2020.
You catch them when their self-esteem's real low.
Yeah.
You nurture them into a workout plan and boom. But well, you can't, if you dump them too early, I don't know, man. 247, though, that might be, that's too much for me, I think.
Well, they don't have a before picture. It's all after.
Right.
So I don't know what to make of her. I'd like to see the before photo.
Well, the truth of it is I love people for what's on the inside.
Yeah.
And I don't judge books by their covers. So I think there's beauty in all shapes and sizes.
Well, I agree. That's why I kind of wanted to see what she looked like before because, yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Right.
But, yeah, congratulations to her. So.
We got to talk about T. Higgins on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
The Clemson wide receiver has decided not to run at the combine. I'm going to go with that's an error in judgment.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. First, I'm going to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you've thought to yourself, man, I sure could use some extra cash in my pocket. Well, listen up. If you don't know what you're paying for your home insurance, you need to figure it out. And then after that, you need to take your smartphone and text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You'll reply back with that, and they're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this company is legit. Their online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from 2019 saved over $870 on their home insurance. That could be you. And you don't even need to wait for your renewal. TGS will take care of the back end. They'll take care of the hassle so you don't have to. You can just sit back and rake in that dough. It's so simple, and you can legitimately save a ton of money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today with TGS Insurance.
Hey, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.